This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Alger, A-L-G-E-R, Daggett, D like David, A-G-G-E-T-T. Date of birth 7/25/1931. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Daggett with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and type 2 diabetes. His last visit was October 24th of last year. His weight is stable, and he is on oxygen continuously, 2 liters. And he uses the Inogen oxygen delivery device while out and traveling. He denies any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion and at rest, and is oxygen dependent. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he has controlled edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Some new medications include Jardiance 25 milligram once a day, and Symbicort inhaler, as well as a Ventolin inhaler. For the shortness of breath. Physical examination, weight is 204 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Pulse is 82. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 21st of 2023. Creatinine is 1.6, estimated GFR is 40, calcium 9.3, phosphorus 4.2, electrolytes are normal, intact parathyroid hormone is 82.8, hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets, and albumin is 4.0. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of kidney disease, no symptoms. 2, congestive heart failure, currently stable, no weight gain, no increased edema. 3, type 2 diabetes, controlled with current medication regime. The patient will continue to have labs every 1 to 3 months. We'd like to have them done next in June of 2023. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet for the diabetic nephropathy. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.